Hilchis Choyvel Umazik, Laws of Personally Committed Damages and Injuries, Chapter 3. This chapter contains 11 halachas dealing with the subject of embarrassment or humiliation caused to another person and how the amount to be paid for this is assessed. Halacha Aleph, Ketzad Misharin Habayshas. How do we assess the amount that has to be paid for causing embarrassment or humiliation to another person? Hakoil lefi hamevayish v'hamizbayish. It is all according to who caused the embarrassment and who was the one who was embarrassed. Because it's not similar, a person who is humiliated by someone who's a small person, someone who is a nobody, the humiliation is incomparably greater than when he was embarrassed by someone who is a great and honorable person. Because the one who was embarrassed by an insignificant person suffers a greater amount of humiliation. Haloche beis, hamivayish esa'orim, one who embarrasses someone who is naked, oy mishahu bamerchatz, or he embarrasses someone while he is in the bathhouse, bathing, potter. He does not have to pay because the person is already in a situation where if people see him, he's embarrassed, and therefore there's no further humiliation possible. If, however, he was not naked due to his own getting himself undressed, but he was, let's say, in the street, and the wind blew, and the wind lifted up the hems of his garment towards his face, and he therefore ended up having the lower part of his body exposed. He was naked. And someone else came along and picked up the garment a little further, so he undressed him even further. Now he has caused him greater embarrassment, and he has to pay for this embarrassment. However, we take into consideration that the person was partially naked already, and the embarrassment caused by further undressing someone who's partly exposed is not as great as the embarrassment caused to someone who was to begin with fully dressed. And so also if someone was wading into a river and he lifted up the hems of his garments so as not to get them wet, and he partially uncovered himself, or he was coming out of the river and he lifted up his garments were already partly lifted, ubishoy, and someone embarrassed him further, chayav, he has to pay. And here again, someone who embarrasses this person does not pay as large an amount as one who embarrassed a person who was fully covered with his garments. Halacha gimel, hamevayish es hayoshin, one who embarrassed someone who was asleep, chayav baboishes, he nevertheless has to pay for the embarrassment, because even though when the victim is sleeping, he is not aware of what's happening to him and he does not suffer any embarrassment, nevertheless, when he wakes up and he discovers that someone had done this or that to him and people knew about it, he feels embarrassment later. If, however, he died while he was still asleep and never woke up, and he never became aware that this person had done something which embarrasses him, in such a case, we're in doubt as to what the law is, and therefore, as in all cases of doubt, in a money case, we do not collect money from the person who caused the embarrassment, because it's possible that there's no embarrassment here, since the person who was asleep and then died never felt embarrassed. V'imtofsu hayorshim, nevertheless, since it's only a doubt, if the heirs of the person who died, who was embarrassed, if they grabbed the money and collected it already, now they are in possession of the money, ein mitziyim miyadam, we do not take it back from them. Halacha dalet, hamevayish es hashoyte, poter. one who caused humiliation to a shoyte. A shoyte is one who is severely retarded, or one who is insane to the extent that he does not know what's happening to him. Potter, we do not have to pay for that, because he is not capable of feeling embarrassment. However, one who embarrassed a deaf mute, chayav, he has to pay for embarrassing him, because the deaf mute does know what's happening and he does realize that he was humiliated. Hamevayish es hager oy eso eved, one who embarrassed a ger, a convert to Judaism, oy ho eved, or a slave, chayav, he has to pay, because they do, even though they do not occupy as high a niche in society as ordinary people, nevertheless, they are capable of feeling embarrassment. Hamevayish es akotn, one who embarrassed a child who was under bar mitzvah, then it depends on how old he is and how advanced his knowledge is. Im kishamachlimi moisoi nichlam, if he has reached the stage where he already knows what's happening, and if one humiliates him, he feels embarrassed, chayav, you have to pay. V'im lav, if he has not yet reached such a stage, potter, we do not pay. Umikol mokeim, and in any case, nevertheless, even though we said in all these cases that he has to pay, we do not compare the case of embarrassing a child to embarrassing an adult, and he pays less. And also, one who humiliated a slave, this is not the same as humiliating a free man, and the payment is less. And so also, one who humiliates a deaf mute, it's not the same as humiliating an ordinary person, the payment is again less. One who humiliated his fellow man without doing any action to him, merely by saying something embarrassing to him, or he didn't do anything to him, but he spit on his garments, he did not make any physical attack, nevertheless, the person feels embarrassed that someone spit on him. Potter, in such a case, he does not have to pay money. There's no monetary assessment made here. Nevertheless, Bezdin can punish him. Yeshle Bezdin ligdoi badova b'chol mokim v'chol zman kifi sheyiru. Nevertheless, in all places and all times, even though today we are in Chutz Loretz, we are outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you cannot levy fines. The Bezdin can only make people pay money that they owe. They cannot levy fines on people as a punishment. And even in Eretz Yisrael today, there is no Sanhedrin of Musmachim who can levy fines. Nevertheless, in all places and in all times, in such a case, Bezdin is authorized to fine someone who did such a thing. Kefisha Yiru, as they see fitting, is the amount that they see fit to fine him, they may make him pay. V'imbiyish Talmid Chochim, and if he caused humiliation to a person who's a Talmud Chochim, chayiv l'shalim le'boishes shleima, af apisha le'bishoy ela bidvarim. In such a case, he has to pay a full humiliation, even though he only said words to him that caused embarrassment. He didn't do any action. Nevertheless, he has to pay a full fine. Koinsim oisoy, we fine him, v'goivin mimenu, and we collect from him mishkal shloishim v'chamisha dinar min hazov. 35 golden dinrim. That's a huge sum of money. So mishkal teisha sloim pachas revia, which is 8 3/4 sloim. V'kabola hisha biyodenu, he biyodenu, and by oral tradition, we have received shegoyven knazem b'chol mokim bein baris bein b'chutzlar. Such a fine is to be collected in all places, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael, even in places where Bezdin is not authorized to collect ordinary fines. In this case, they can collect the money from him. Halochevav, ma'isim hayu etzleinu tamid b'kach b'sfarad. In our place where we lived in Sfarad, the Rambam means in Cordova, where the Rambam lived in Sfarad, he says such things used to happen continually. V'yesh talmidei chachomim shehayu moichlim al zeh. And there were talmidei chachomim who used to be embarrassed by Amei Haaretz, and they would forgive them, and they, for their parts, did not seek to collect damages. V'kach noelohem, and this is fitting for them to do. It's not fitting for a Talmud Chochem to stand on his rights here, and he should be forgiving. Nevertheless, v'yeish ateveya v'yoisim sharabinem, there are cases where the Talmud Chochem did stand on his rights and did seek to collect, and Beis Din would seek to make some compromise. This is in, as far as the law is concerned, if the Talmud Chochem did not seek to collect, the Beis Din does not have to collect from the perpetrator. And even if the Talmud Chochem did seek to collect, a compromise can be struck. Aval hadayonim hoyu oimrim lamevayish. Nevertheless, even if he did not pay because the Talmud Chochem didn't seek to collect, or if some compromise was reached, nevertheless, the judges would always say to the one who embarrassed the Talmud Chochem, Chayiv ato litin loy litro zohov. You really should have been made to pay a liter of gold to him. That's a huge amount of money. Halacha Zayin, Apal Pisha Mevayish Shar Ha'om B'Tvarim Potem Min HaTashlumim. Even though, as we have said, one who humiliated a ordinary person, not a Talmud Chacham, if he humiliated him with mere words and not actions, Oven Gadol Hu, even though we've said that he, in such a case he does not have to pay, nevertheless he has committed a great sin. And no one mocks or makes fun of people, even ordinary people, unless he himself is a Rosha, Shaitan, he himself is an idiot. The Amru Chachomim Harishayim and the sages of old used to say, "Shakol Hamalbin Penei Adam Kosha Mi Yisrael Bidvarim." Anyone who embarrasses an ordinary Jew, so long as the Jew who was embarrassed is not a sinner, if he embarrasses even not a Talmud Chochem, but an ordinary Jew who is not a sinner, if he embarrasses him bidvarim, even with mere words, ein lo chelik loilam haba, he has lost his share in the future world. Halacha ches, yesh hakoyis rabis, sheyesh bohem bizui v'tzar ma'at, v'ein bohem nezek. There are many kinds of ways in which one can strike someone that it causes a certain amount of embarrassment and pain, but the embarrassment and pain is not great. V'ein b'hem nezek, and it causes no actual monetary damage. And in such cases, we do not assess the individual case. Kvar posku lahem chachomim damim k'tzuvim, because the sages have already set a schedule of fines for it. V'chol ha'makel l'chaveir yahakor mehem, and anyone who strikes his fellow man in one of these fashions, mishalim oisei ha'momen ha'kotzav, we do not evaluate it, he pays the set fine according to the schedule. V'kulam knosei same, in all of these cases, the payment is a fine, because the actual physical suffering and humiliation does not come to this amount, and there's no actual damage. V'oisoi ha'momin ha'kotziv, hu demei ha'tzar v'aboishis v'aripui v'ashevis. And this set fine covers the pain and the four things, pain and embarrassment and medical expenses and unemployment. Bein tzorich l'refua l'ashevis, bein loy tzorich. And this was intended to cover all these things, and he pays this amount regardless of whether these things actually apply, whether he actually needs medical attention or doesn't need, whether he actually has to stay unemployed for a time or not. In any case, this is the set fine, and this is what he has to pay. Kazehu mashalim, this is what he pays. Halochetes v'kamahu mashalim, so how much is he to pay according to the schedule? The schedule is as follows. Haboyeit b'chaveiroi b'raglo, if one kicked his fellow man on his foot, mashalim chamish sloim, he pays 5 sloim. Hikohu b'arkuvosai, if he struck him on the knee, mashalim sholish sloim, he pays 3 sloim. Kovatz etz v'oisav k'moy oigid aguda. If one bunched his fingers together into a single bundle, v'hiko b'yodav kishi aguda, and he struck his fellow man with his hand while the fingers were gathered together like that, mishalim shloisha sloim, he has to pay 13 sloim, because this kind of smiting, even though the pain is less, it causes a huge embarrassment. Toka es chaveri bekapoi, if he struck his fellow man with his palm, mishalim sela, he has to pay one sela. This is if he struck him from behind. Sotre alponov, if however he slapped him in the face, it's a greater embarrassment. Mishalim chamishim sloim, he has to pay 50 sloim. Sotre ma'achoyri yodei, if he struck him with the back of his hand, mishalim mea sela, this is a greater embarrassment, he has to pay 100 sloim. So also, if he made a notch in his ear, or he pulled his hair out, or he spit on him, and he spit not on his garment, but the spit reached his flesh, or he took his cloak off him, or he uncovered a woman's head. In all of these cases, Mishalim Meya Sela, he pays 100 Sela. The Kozehu Mishalim Al Kol Maisa O Maisa. And if he did this repeatedly, he pays this amount for each time he did it. Ketzad, for example, Kigoy Cheboed Bechaveire Arba Beitis Afilu Zuachazu, if he kicked his fellow man 4 times, even if they were successively in one session, he kicked them 4 times, one after the other, right away. This is considered 4 separate events. Since it's 5 sloim for each kick, mishalim esrim sloim, he has to pay 20 sloim. Sotri alponov shtei stiris, if he slapped him in the face twice, 2 slaps, that's 100 for each slap. Mishalim meyasel, it's 50 for each slap. Mishalim meya sela, he pays him 100 sela, v'chein b'sharen, so also in each of the other cases, he pays this amount for each time he did it. Halacha yud kol elu hasloim, all of these cases where we mention the fine, we say it's so many and so many sela, what kind of sela do we mean? Hemikesef eretz Yisrael ba'oisei hazman. This means the money that was used in Eretz Yisrael at the time when these decrees were enacted. Shahoya b'chol sela chatzi dinar kesef. Each sela was worth half a dinar of silver. Ushloisha dinrim umechza nechoishes. Or they were worth 3.5 dinrim of copper. Lefichoch, therefore, mishan is chayiv b'chakoyis eilu l'shalim meya sela. Anyone who was required, because he struck someone with one of these ways of striking him, he was required to pay 100 sela. Hareza mishalim shteimesei sela umechza kesef naki. He has to pay a weight of 12.5 selas of pure silver. Halacha yudalef bamed dvarim amurim. Now, we said that these are scheduled fines, and they are assessed regardless of whether there's actual medical expenses involved or whether there's actual unemployment involved. They are a set fine. Nevertheless, b'me dvarim amurim, when do we say that he has to pay this set fine b'mechubed, if it was an honorable person who was struck this way? Aval odom shehu mevuze, but a person who is anyway a humble person, a person who is anyway humiliated, ve'enei makpid b'chol elu hadvarim, and he's in such a station in life that he himself is not particular about such things, v'chayotzi b'hem, or similar things, ve'enei noitel elu lefi mashehu roiloi. He does not collect these set fines, he collects a lesser amount according to what is fitting. K'moy sheyiru hadayonim, as much as the judges will see fit, shehu roi litel, that they see fit that it's proper for him to collect. Lefi sheyesh b'nei adam ki'urim, because there are lowly people, she'ein makpidim al boshtam, they themselves are not particular about their embarrassment, v'chol hayoim, and we see that all day they themselves, mevazim atzman b'chol minei bizui, they themselves cause themselves all sorts of embarrassment, der eschoik v'kalas roish. They joke around and with foolishness and joking, they themselves cause themselves embarrassment. Or there are people who will perform acts of the greatest humiliation upon themselves so that idle people who view this will pay them a few cents. And therefore we see that idle people who are amused by this, pay them a few cents, and for a few cents they will embarrass themselves. Therefore, if someone went and caused them humiliation, the payment will be less than this amount, the set amount, and it will be payment as the judges will see fitting. An example of such a case is given in the Mishnah in Bava Kama. Although the ruling in the Mishnah there is different from the Rambam's law here, because it's in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The case given there is as follows. A man was apparently having some argument with a woman in a public place, and in the middle of the fight, he uncovered her head. He pulled the kerchief off her head and embarrassed her in public. She took him before Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva levied the fine against him and required him to pay the 100 sloim, the set fine. He asked Rabbi Akiva to give him an extension of time to pay it, and Rabbi Akiva gave him an extension of time to get the money and pay it. Meanwhile, he knew that this woman did not suffer such an embarrassment, so he took 2 witnesses and stood at the entranceway to her home. And he had with him a small jar with a few cents worth of perfumed oil. When the woman came out of the door, he dropped the jar and it broke there on the sidewalk. And she, seeing the oil, perfumed oil going to waste, she took off her kerchief and she bent down and picked up the oil on her hand and rubbed it on her head. And the witnesses observed this fact, that for a few cents of perfumed oil, she herself uncovered her head in public. He now came back to Rabbi Akiva and said, "Rabbi, to this lady you want me to pay 100 selah. Rabbi Akiva said, in accordance with his own opinion, that no, you have no case here, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even though one who injured himself is not permitted to do so, nonetheless, he does not have to pay, but someone else who injured him, even though it's a person who constantly injures himself, someone else who injured him does have to pay. According to Rabbi Akiva, that rule applies even in a case where it's just pure embarrassment. But the halacha is not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. It's as the Rambam here has stated, since embarrassment is always judged according to who caused the embarrassment and who received the embarrassment, therefore a person whom we know is not so embarrassed by it, and he himself, for less money, is willing to suffer the embarrassment, the payment is less even in these cases of set fines.